Champaign has been growing faster than Urbana in terms of population. Is that a good or a bad thing that Urbana is not growing as fast as Champaign? And if it's bad, what would you want to do about it as mayor?
I do not want Urbana to be a little Champaign. And I think they've thrown around a figure that said 29% of our land is a non-taxable land. And it could be a negative that we don't have more businesses. And some of the reasons I've examined is the fact that it's not been as welcoming for businesses. And we need to be a more business-friendly community. The businesses have to know that we are welcoming to them. I'm not talking about being lax, like some have said, on inspections of our property, because we have a lot of rental property in Urbana. However, we don't have to beat it over the heads of the business persons. We have to work with our business persons so we can grow.
You know, the city lent money for the Landmark Hotel. It's closed now. I understand there's another proposal that the city is considering. What approach do you think the city should take with that development?
This is relatively new during this election, so we have to wait and see. But until I see something on the dotted line, and just like one of the astute businessmen put in the News Gazette, $25 million is a whole lot of money. But apparently the mayor is saying it's all private money. But then the other day we heard something about maybe $9.5 million might be public funding, some monies that the city will be on the hook for, I guess general obligation bonds. So if that is so, we got to know what's going on with this before I would be willing to sign off.
Could I ask you more just about downtown in general? Are there anything that you would want to do to encourage development in downtown Urbana?
Revitalize downtown Urbana. There's been some things. I like that Crane Alley, and a lot of people kind of like that type of thing. I'm not saying we need to be a little Champaign, but some of the things they're doing is working. And I'm willing to look at a lot of things that's working to draw people downtown. It's a new thing that said Imbibe, but
Imbibe Urbana programs.
Yes, whatever we can use to get more businesses down there, get more families down there. We need something for our young people to do. What are our young people and our older people to do? 18 to 25. What do we have for them to do? Do we have a youth center? Do we have someone mentioned something about maybe looking into a museum? We don't have a movie theater downtown Urbana anymore. Did you know that? Do we have a skating rink in Urbana? So we've got to give special attention to all areas. And the people who have not been coming, we've got to get them involved to see what we can do. Because everybody has a vested interest in our downtown.
Thinking of downtown, I know that Health Alliance will be moving its offices from Lincoln Square and other locations to a facility outside of Urbana at the Curtis Road I-57 interchange. That's a lot of jobs and people leaving the downtown area. Is there anything you'd want to do as mayor to help ease the impact of that loss on Lincoln Square and the other downtown businesses?
Now, we are going to have to do something quick, because they are going to be moving, and people know that. I haven't heard the city council people, as I say, I'm at every meeting, and I haven't heard any talk about that. But we know that Health Alliance is leaving, and a lot of people who've been eating downtown and working there and shopping there, they're going to be way out now. We're going to have to do something with that Lincoln Square, I guess Lincoln Village, and that's going to leave a big space. Health Alliance, we're going to have to fill it. As mayor, I'm going to include a lot of individuals, commissions, and all in the talks.
The Illinois Supreme Court is going to rule sometime this year on whether Carl and other hospitals should pay property taxes. You touched on the property tax exempt properties that make up so much of the territory in Urbana earlier. How will the city react when that ruling comes out?
It would be good for Urbana, better for Urbana, if they're put back on the tax roll. However, if not, we've got to make up for them not being on the tax roll. And we've got to forge a good relationship with Carr. You know,
has this whole thing hurt the city's relationship with Carl in a way that's been bad for the city?
I believe it has, and I've been talking to a lot of people. Some people are saying they're happy that the mayor keep on fighting this. But if you keep fighting, there's going to be a divide. You know, as mayor, I will do whatever is necessary to see that Urbana gets what Urbana needs. But I hope it ends soon so we can move forward and see what we need to do for Urbana to make Urbana great, greater than it is.
There's been a lot of discussion about the IDOT, the Illinois Department of Transportation, studies showing racial disparities in police traffic stops in the city. How do you feel Urbana has reacted to that report, and what else should be done moving forward?
Urbana, since they've done the report, they've hired a statistician that works under the police. Now, perception is everything, and the reports that she's made, some people have not been happy with it.
As mayor, how would you like to handle that situation?
I would like to handle it. I would see if we have a statistician, that person should report to the mayor. Well, who was supervisor? I don't know, but it shouldn't be the police.
Well, Dr. Underwood, do you have any closing statements you'd like to make?
First of all, I would just say the great citizens of Urbana deserve a leader who has integrity, is willing to listen, work with others, who is transparent. I am that leader. Our solution to our issues are better when we have heard from all of our citizens, our businesses. We cannot afford more of the same. This will not be a walk in the park for me. However, I am prepared to take on the challenges in order to make improvements and provide leadership that empowers, protect, and restore the confidence in government that we, the people, yearn for.